Okay. It's 5. Hello? Okay. Film is 5:10, and I would like to call the December 21st meeting of the PND to order. I've sent out the agenda, and I would ask that Donna please take the roll.
Grace Aaron? Grace? Nia Bediako?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune?
This is Grace. I'm on.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. AC Bird? AC? Kathy Davis? Kathy?
Here.
Zakai Free?
Here.
Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Ambrose Lane? Ambrose? Mike Martin? Mike? Effie Nwangaza?
Present.
Margaret Prescott? Margaret? Sarv Randhawa? Sarv? George Ryder? George Ryder? Rob Robinson?
Excuse me, present here.
Thank you. Jamie Ross? Jamie? Wendy Schroll?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Lori Taguma? Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Present.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Yo Shamanaka?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Here.
Dan Siegel?
Here.
Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary, and thank you for the quick turnaround again on the minutes for the last meeting on the 15th, and thanks to John L. Miller for being so efficient and conscientious about being present at and streaming our meetings. I would like to call for approval of the agenda.
Joe, I'm stuck.
Okay. There's no stack yet, I guess. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Hi, this is George.
Yes, hi, George. Hi. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Joe is on the stack. Joe?
Yeah, well, I wanted to change an item on the agenda.
Okay. Why don't you say what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I wanted to move item number 9 to become item number 7. So the turnaround would then become item number 8. The affiliate election logistics item, move that to after the presentation of by the general managers.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection?
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I'd like to move the motions that I forwarded to you earlier and to the board, move them regarding from the Elections Committee, two motions that Josh submitted from the Elections Committee to after item number 5, after the discussion of the loan, and before the presentation by the GM.
Second.
Okay, is there discussion? Is there opposition? Okay.
Can we call the loan 5A then and these 5B and 5C, just for clarity's sake?
Sure.
Madam Chair, it's Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
How much time for election committee?
Those are very brief. I would think that those motions, maybe 5 minutes each, should be enough. They're not controversial.
Let's go with 15 minutes.
Stack.
Who just wanted to be on the stack?
It's Bonnie.
Go ahead.
Is one of those election committees the request for RFP for National Election Supervisor?
Not for, well, Miss Chair, can I answer?
Yes.
I don't think it's a request. It's an RFP for an NES. Jack, what do you think? Is that an NES?
I would put it as the third of the three and see how it goes.
Well,
no,
but I believe that the RFP is basically looking for an outside vendor to handle our elections and not necessarily designated.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Could I continue, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
It just seems like that might be a short period of time to give to those election committee items. And it just seems odd that we're breaking up the loan presentation of GMs and turnaround items with other things in between them.
Okay, then we can vote on that change. We have two different proposed changes. There is no objection to moving the affiliates. I can take a vote on moving the election committee.
Carolyn, on the stack?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bonnie may be right about that, but I don't think they need a great deal of time. So if we could put them in after number four, and make them 4B and 4C after the severance policy discussion. One of them is time sensitive, which is why I'd like them a little higher up on the agenda.
Any other comments? Okay. There was no objection to moving the affiliates after the loan. There seems to be some discussion about moving the election committee up to after the affiliates election. So let's vote on it, Madam Secretary.
Okay, point of information, what are we voting on exactly?
Moving the election committee up to item 7.
No, I suggested after 4, between 4 and 5.
Oh, moving it up to after the severance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. So, Madam, is there any more discussion?
I just have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Good.
Is the member saying that it would be severance, then the election, and then the loan?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Yes.
What's the sequence?
That's what she said. It would be a severance, election, loan, affiliates, and then the GM.
Okay.
Point of order, that's not
point
what I have.
No.
I think it would be severance, election, loan, GMs, affiliates, turnaround.
Right.
Severance, election, loan, affiliates, and then turnaround?
No.
Okay.
GMs after loan, then affiliates.
Okay.
So say it again, please.
Severance, election, loan, GMs, affiliates, turnaround.
Okay. So let's vote on, there was no objection to moving the affiliates. So let's vote on moving the election committee. Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
No.
Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin? Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott? Sarv Randhawa? George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob?
Yes, hello?
Yes, is that Rob?
Yes, it's me.
Are you voting yes or no?
I'm voting yes.
Okay. Jamie Ross? Wendy
yes.
Schroll? I'm sorry, Jamie, is that... Is Jamie there?
I have no idea.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Ronnie Simmons?
Oh, no.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yo Shamanaka?
Yes.
Ten in favor, three against.
Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none. I ask that the agenda be approved as amended.
So moved.
For a second?
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. So, approval of the minutes is next.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, this is Nia. Would
no,
you like me to be
no.
the timekeeper?
Yes, Nia, I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. Approval of the minutes. Has everybody had the opportunity to look at the minutes? They were circulated shortly, about 3 days ago. Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Or are there any amendments or corrections to the minutes?
Motion to approve, Nia.
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Okay, we're moving on to the severance policy, and Lonnie and Dan. And Jack.
Okay. Who wants
sorry.
To go first?
It seems to me this should be Jack.
Yeah, Jack, why don't you go first? I'm sorry.
Okay, the personnel committee a couple weeks back requested of Lonnie to do the calculations for two basic scenarios for severance for the national office staff. One scenario would be 1 week of severance per year of service. That's the basic formula. And the other basic formula would be 1 day of severance per 12 if per each month of service, 1 day of severance per each month of service. And then there could be added to that formula a minimum and perhaps a cap, which was suggested by the committee at a 5 week cap. But these would be open, these would be negotiable, you know, with the board. Also, we need to have. The purpose being that we need to have at least a ballpark figure before we can make an informed vote on this particular situation, although we would like to establish policy at the same time. Then there's also the health care provision, which would be on top of any scenario, which I believe, you know, I think under law we're required to keep employees according to COBRA, I think. Maybe Lonnie can fill us in on exactly what our legal requirement is. But above that, I think we're interested in seeing what scenarios we could consider for paying, say, 3 or 6 months of the health insurance. So maybe Lonnie can fill us in with the numbers.
Let's clarify COBRA. COBRA is that a requirement under federal law that each employee who is let go under most circumstances is apprised of the ability to pay their own health insurance, usually up to 18 months. And these employees have been apprised of their COBRA rights, and the employee in this scenario pays for them himself or herself. So that's Cobra rights, basically. It does assume that the employee is no longer an employee. That's why Cobra rights mean the rights that you have when you're no longer an employee but wish to maintain health insurance. Well, that's Cobra. Anything else? From the numbers that I see here, as I think I sent out an email, it depends on what assumptions you want to make, whether they're employees or not, and whether the board is giving these former employees a benefit or whether they're considering them for earned salary and related benefits. Either way it goes, it's okay with me. I just think that it's important to do. I think that these folks have been waiting. It's the holidays, and I know at least one case where we've gotten information that it's critical that they receive some sort of severance. They're in a real hardship situation. So I think we ought to do something in this area. I've said that we don't, at this point, don't have it in our budget in the national office. But whatever we do, we would presumably have to go find the funds for it.
Sherry, this is Dan.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I just want to say that after working with the GMs on their severance plans, and everybody has seemed to find the money, I personally recommend that the board provide those who have been laid off, we're only talking about four people, with 1 week of payment for each year of service, with a minimum of 4 weeks being the minimum, and in addition, reimburse them for their COBRA payments for 6 months. I mean, Lonnie's right technically in terms of what COBRA is, but we can, as part of a severance package, reimburse those employees who need medical benefits with the cost of their COBRA payments for 6 months.
That's correct. We can reimburse them.
Point of information, the guy.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead. Point of information.
It's George. What is the cost of the COBRA benefits for 6 months for the four of them? There's our paying their share of it, basically.
6 months. I had it on my other spreadsheet. Give me a moment, George. I'll go get it. Okay.
You have another question, George?
Yeah. Dan, are you proposing no upper limit on the severance so that the employee who has been employed for 20 years would get 20 months of severance?
Well, I was. I didn't think it made sense to penalize someone for being long-term loyal employee, but I know there is at least some sentiment for putting a cap on it, of perhaps 10 or some number like that.
Wendy, on the stack, please.
This is the guy. Please add me to the stack.
Oh, just one other thing. Sorry, George. I do believe that the person who was employed for 20 years did get some severance earlier, so that should probably be factored into it.
Okay.
Order or something.
Wendy, you're next on the stack. If you want to be on the stack, or is there a point of order?
Well, if I'm next, I'll just wait.
Well, you are next. You're up.
Thank you.
Lonnie here.
This is the, you know, you guys, I was the one who started bringing up this whole subject when it was really kind of quiet about it, and I'm glad we're having the discussion, but I'm really, really uncomfortable doing it on this open session stream, recorded for posterity, talking about how much people got before and what, even just like the vote, the roll call vote is like, you know, who will be a branded an enemy of the people. It seems to me a discussion for executive session. We already had one talk where we approved in principle, and I just don't feel comfortable doing this on the phone right now for the foundation.
Lonnie?
Well, to answer George's question, 6 months on COBRA would be $22,000. That answers
all
that.
Four people? Is that for all four employees? Lonnie, is that inclusive of the four employees?
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, thank you.
That's everyone.
George, would you put me on the stack?
I can. Zakai?
It seemed like I heard Dan say that the GMs had come up with the money. Is that what he said? Can you clarify that, Dan?
Sure, Zakai. For the employees who were laid off at the stations, they got severance. And it was a formula based to some extent on the union agreements. And for those stations that don't have union agreements or where a KPFA, for example, where the union agreement doesn't have a formula, they're using a formula that's the same as the union agreement that, for example, KPFK, where there is an agreement with a formula.
Okay, so now we're talking about the national office employees or past employees.
Yes.
Right, we're talking about four people from the national office who are not part of the union.
And how much would the package cost total with the with what you put out there as no cap and then with the 10-month cap, how much would the cost be total?
It was a 10-year cap, not a 10-month cap.
No, at 10 years, then you get 1 month for each year. Is that correct, what you're saying?
No, you get 1 week per
one
year.
1 week, so 10 weeks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much is the total?
It would depend on the salaries, and in that regard, Wendy is right. So, and I don't know that Lonnie, do you have the computation for the four individuals based on their length of service figured out as of today's call or not?
Well, what's the question?
The question is, if there were a 10-year cap and not all four employees have that length of service, so for each employee, assuming that the formula were 1 week per year of service, plus you've given us the COBRA, do you have the total package cost for the four individuals or not? Yes or
for
no?
What period? What period? How many weeks?
What do you mean how many weeks? We just said for 1 week per year for the employees with a 10-year cap.
10-year cap. I can give you an approximation and figure it out off the call, but it'd be $45,000 roughly on salary, $22,000 on the COBRA.
Okay. $45,000 total.
Yeah, $45,000 on salary, $22,000 on COBRA. Total
okay.
Cost approximately $67,000.
Okay.
Madam
okay.
Chair, pardon me, it's Nia. Time
yes.
is up.
Time is up.
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second? Did I hear a second?
Second.
Okay.
Wendy on the stack.
Second.
Is there, just a second, is there opposition to extending? No. Okay, George, you're next.
Yeah, I move that we accept Dan's suggestion of 1 week per year of service with a minimum of 4 weeks and a maximum of 10 weeks.
10 years.
Well, anything over 10 years doesn't count for you,
mm-hmm.
Anything under 4 years, you get 4 years. So it's in terms of the money that they get, it would be 4 weeks to a maximum of 10-week salary. I make that motion if there's a second.
And who seconded that?
Bonnie.
And I'm sorry, George, did your motion include the 6 months COBRA?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry, and to pay the 6 months of COBRA.
Okay, and Bonnie, is that what you're seconding? Bonnie?
I'll second that.
Okay. All right. Is there a stack?
Wendy.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Could the member please write down his motion and email it to us?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And, George, I don't know if you have Donna's email or not, if you send it to me.
I don't, actually.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send it to you now, George.
Okay. Good.
Okay. All right. Wendy?
It's been a very hot topic lately where every bit of money that we talk about spending is going to come from. I know we've been talking about this for a little while, but has there been a financial impact by thing done by the Finance Committee? And because I mean, I have an email in my from today saying that if the from the CFO saying that if the board doesn't take the loan, we won't be able to pay this severance. So, where how are we going to get this money is what I'm asking right now. If we vote for this right now, do we pay it out tomorrow? What do we how? Where does this cash come from? I guess I'm asking the CFO.
Yeah, let me try to answer. I just did the calculations with it. 10 weeks in the case of some folks and 4 weeks for a minimum. That cost would be $40,681 on salary, $22,000 on the COBRA, total cost $62,809. That's the number I'm working with now. $63,000, almost $63,000. Where does the money come from? Well, the options are that it comes from the stations, that you we would go to the stations, ask them to pay a proportion of the cost. The formula we've used in the past is the large stations are 25% and the smaller stations are 12.5%. So one option is to get it from the station as an assessment. The other option would be to get an advance against Central Services from the stations who owe Central Services, and you use Central Services money to pay for this. Of course, we haven't solved the problem because we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. That would be option number two. Option number three, I'm not sure. Option number three is not to pay certain other bills. Those are the ones that pop to mind, at least for the time being.
You didn't mention the loan.
Yeah, and the other one, of course, would be if we approve that loan, then we would ultimately take it out of the proceeds of the loan.
Thank you.
Time.
Okay, is there any other discussion on anybody else on the staff on this?
Okay. Time, Madam Chair.
Pardon me?
Time.
Okay. Well, there's no one else on the staff, so we're going to go to a vote.
Wait, Sherry.
Yeah.
My other question was, has the Finance Committee done their financial impact statement?
This was not presented to the Finance Committee, my recollection. But the financial impact would be that we don't know where the money is going to come from. But I don't know where the money's going to come from for the other bills we have either, so.
Jack, for the stack, please.
Jack, go ahead.
Because I'm concerned about an unfunded mandate, I would amend the motion to state as funds become available.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Point of order.
Go ahead, George.
We need to extend time if we're going to consider an amendment. Otherwise, we have to vote on what we've got on the floor.
Move to extend by 5 minutes.
For a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Five minutes.
Is there objection?
Yes, I object.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you take the roll call to extend for 5 minutes?
Maybe it's just George.
Does anybody other than George object?
I was about to say.
No, nobody else does.
Yeah, I object.
The people talk up when I ask a question. God. Okay, can you take the roll on extending for 5 minutes?
Yes. Grace Aaron?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
AC Bird? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Did you say pass?
I did.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin? Effie Nwangaza?
No.
Margaret Prescott? Sarah Vandala? George Reiter?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross? Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yosha Manaka?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Five yes, nine no.
Okay, go to a vote on the severance, please.
Grace Aaron?
Someone read the motion, please.
I'm sorry.
George, or do you have it, Donna?
I sent it. I didn't get Donna's email address, so she doesn't have it, but everybody else should.
I sent it to you.
I know. I didn't get it.
Oh, all right.
I can read it if you like.
George, would you read it?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Where is it here? The PNV authorizes 1 week of severance for every year of service for the members of the National Office staff, with a minimum of 4 weeks and a maximum of 10 weeks severance, should the period of service be longer than 10 years or less than 4 years. In addition, the PNV authorizes 6 months payment of COBRA health benefits.
Okay. Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
You don't know me well enough
yes.
to know that.
Carolyn Gurdon?
Hey. I didn't spend all my life in the hospital just because I was born and
Carolyn?
Oh, thank you.
Who's ever...
Evelyn! Yes. Oh, it's not you?
Wendy, you didn't like when I did that to you, but I think it might be, I don't know who.
It worked. I'm sorry.
Carolyn Burden.
Yeah.
AC, I don't think it's here. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Zakai Free.
Yes.
Ambrose, Mike Martin. Essie and Wangaza.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott, Sarah Vandala, George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Wendy Schroll?
I'll just abstain.
Rob said yes.
Yes, I have that, thank you. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Oh, you're here, Lori?
Hi.
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yosha Manaka?
Yes.
Fourteen yes and one abstention.
Okay. We're next on to the election committee report.
Madam Chair, could you kind of say the number of minutes when you get to them? The
15 ones that minutes. Are there?
15? Thank you.
Yeah. Who's doing this?
I guess, Madam Chair, I guess I will, since
okay.
I'm the Secretary of the Elections Committee.
Great.
And I circulated several times, once I guess about at least a week ago, and again around 10:52 Pacific time today, two motions passed unanimously by the Elections Committee. For...
Can you please speak up? I can hardly hear what you're saying.
Sure thing. The Elections Committee
passed two motions for the PNB's consideration, and you should have received them. I recirculated them again this morning at 10:52 Pacific time. I hope you've had a chance to read it. The first one is fairly short. The second one is quite lengthy. And the first motion I will read. This was adopted on December the 1st by the committee. The Elections Committee strongly recommends that the PNB require the Interim Executive Director to implement the PNB motions in place regarding the creation of staff lists, both paid and unpaid, by 30 days after the PNB's adoption of this motion, and that the Elections Committee work group formed to work with the GMs report to the Elections Committee at its next meeting on the progress made in meeting this directive. However, the Elections Committee also recommends that the PNB motions adopted on November 28, 2005, be amended to mandate that the general managers and unpaid staff organizations update the staff rosters every 3 months rather than every month. And that's the end of the motion.
Excuse me, this is Donna. Can that be sent to me, please?
I'll send it to you now, Don.
Thank you.
If you like, I guess I could motivate it, Madam Chair.
Go right ahead.
Sure. As I think we're most of us are painfully aware, we've had problems and litigation in part caused by who are members and who are not members and getting ballots mailed out to people who should be members.
Oh, yeah.
And one way of eliminating or minimizing this sort of problem is to have an updated staff list. Now, we do have a November 2005 motion from the PNB that the staff list be updated every month. However, that has not been done. So we're loosening a requirement which has been unobserved by the leadership, and we suggest that the general managers update their rosters every 3 months, and that this be done as soon as possible. Thank you.
Is there a stack? Okay.
Can we move to a vote? Maybe you can ask whether there's any
Jack.
Objection.
Jack. Hey, Jack.
Jack for the stack. No, I don't object to the motion. The membership lists are the key problem in our elections. Almost every other problem seems to, you know, devolve from those issues around the problems we have with the membership list. I just need a little clarity because implementation of these motions has clearly been the problem in the past when we had permanent executive directors. Requiring the interim executive director, I assume under the current scenario that means the PNB chair. Is that correct?
I won't see that in 30 days, so I don't know who else they're going to direct it to.
Well, we will form a elections committee work group to work with the GMs, and that responsibility will not devolve directly on the ED or the IED or the acting ED.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Anybody else on the stack?
Mrs. Grace.
Go ahead.
Unless we're ready to vote, I'd like to call the question on this motion.
Doctor. Question's been called. Is there an objection? Anybody else for the stack? If you want to speak up, folks, speak up. If you want to hesitate, I'm not in the mood. Is there anyone else on the stack? All right.
Yeah, Bonnie just asked.
Hey, Bonnie.
Well, is the question called?
Well, it was seconded.
It was seconded.
Yes,
it was. I second it.
No,
I'm sorry. I called on Bonnie, and it hadn't been seconded.
No, I seconded before
Bonnie?
I called on Bonnie.
It's okay. Bonnie, is there anybody else other than Bonnie? Bonnie, why don't you make your comment?
Having sort of followed this and seen that the prior motions really were not possible for people to implement and that they were so tight by having to do this every 30 days, I sort of reluctantly think I would go along with this. I think that there's a basic confusion because of the difference between stations that do not have an unpaid staff organization and stations that do, and that this is never really work until all the stations are using the same definition of unpaid staff at the stations, but I guess we could give this a try.
Okay. Anybody else? Otherwise, we're going to go to a vote. Madam Secretary?
There may be no objection.
Is there any objection? Okay. Number one passed without objection.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The second motion passed on December the 1st is, I guess Bonnie is correct. Part or item number one and two would technically be designated a national election supervisor, specifically item number one. Well, I don't know how. Item number one requires the RFP respondent to appoint, supervise, and pay a local election supervisor at each of the five station signal areas. With Pacifica to reimburse that entity for the reasonable hourly wages paid to the five LESs. Furthermore, secondly, that person would coordinate and supervise candidate forums both for live broadcast and at in-person community events with the assistance of local station personnel. Further, to monitor and enforce fair campaign provisions, including the processing of complaints of violations. Those two items would be considered NES type duties, and everything else, items number 3 through 17, would be purely administrative, I guess. It does not require a judicial function. And I hope everyone had a chance to read the RFP because it is fairly lengthy. We've spent at least 6 months on this, and it has gone through six iterations before it was rehashed at an considerable length by the committee. But I can read this. Madam Chair, I don't know how you wish to proceed here.
Question, Lonnie.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Did I get a copy of this?
I don't know. I'll send it to you now. Let me look at it and see if it did go to you.
Lonnie, are you using your Pacifica.org email address?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It should have gone to you, Lonnie, but I'll send it.
Okay. Well, at some point I had a couple of questions, if I could, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to, two basic questions is, is there a budget attached to it this year? How much will it cost us? And the second one is, when would the hires take place? That's important for budgetary purposes. And then third of all is the employee relationship between the local station supervisors and the NES. If we've had issues with that, where local station people were hired under a presumption of being consultants, and we've had some rulings where they were considered employees, and therefore we're become liable for back taxes. So there's some financial issues connected with this process that, as we have learned from last year, I'm wondering how we work those out in terms of having this sort of make sense financially. And as you know, these elections we had an issue with local station election supervisors were working long, long hours, and if you hire them hourly, you have to pay them for every hour they work. So you need to be clear about the basis upon which you're hiring them, if there's any cap. Otherwise, we're writing a blank check for a person who works 50, 60 hours and then demand payment. So I'm interested in figuring out what's the budget certain that we'd be working with.
Okay. Yos?
Yes, I'll try to answer. As far as the budget, you know, Lonnie, this is an RFP, and therefore we've not specified, you know, please inform us whether you can provide all of these services for $100,000 or $150,000 or $200,000. It's up to the respondent to come back to us and let us know what they can provide these services for. And then at that point, and we would hope to have at least two or three respondents to the RFP, and then we would be vetting them, and it would go, you know, it would be discussed by the Finance Committee and ultimately by the PNB. A discussion of the budget at this point is a little bit premature. The hire date, we do have to have all of these people in place by June, because June is the record date, and we really need to have someone or an entity which is capable of running STB voting for us, unlike some of our last elections. And so I can't tell you what the hire date specific would be. We have asked that they return to us with their respond to the RFP by January the 31st, but if this board decides that January 31st is the too tight a deadline, that can be amended. But the hire date would be presumably sometime in February or March. As far as the relationship between the NES and the LES, or the problem with LES payment, I believe Jack has also broached that subject several times, and that's a question of the bylaws in part. And, we can just do the best we can and inform the NES that they are to hire the local people and to pay them, and we would reimburse. I cannot tell you, whether they will be working 20, 30, 40 hours or longer than 40 hours per week. Thank you.
Anything else on this, Jack? Lonnie, were you done with your questions?
Yeah, just one more. In that case, okay. I could, Madam Chair. We have a budget, and I'm wondering if we could work with that budget and saying that the expenses for the election should not exceed what we have in the budget, which I believe is around $200,000. Because otherwise, it's just nervous-making when you don't know what that's going to cost you. And I think people should know what the budget is we're working with that, and try to stay within that budget. Otherwise, you can't figure out where the extra money is going to come from. Last year, we overspent that budget by $100,000. And I just hate to see that happen to us in a critical year like this.
Sherry on the stack.
And Wendy.
Carolyn.
Dan.
Madam Chair, just a point of order. We need to meet a motion to extend.
Move to extend by 10 minutes.
Second.
Hey, Dan, go ahead.
Okay, so I think that Lonnie's points are very well taken. And at the same time, I think that the presentation that Yosh makes can resolve a lot of the problems, particularly the idea that there could be a organization that takes on the entire project
which would then have staff that might be designated as NESs and LESs under the bylaws, so they wouldn't require a whole lot of separate hiring, and that we negotiate with that organization a fixed price for the entire process, as well as negotiate the process. I think that would allow us both to have a lot greater confidence than we've had in the last two elections, and also keep the money under control.
So, a point of information, please.
Yes.
I'm listening to Foundation Counsel's opinion, but is that legal advice or is that an opinion? I'm just questioning that.
Well, look, Carolyn, it's both. You know, I had the major responsibility for overseeing the last election, so I think I've gotten some pretty intimate understanding of the problems, both the problems at the stations and the problems with the kind of staffing that Pacifica has chosen to run the election. So I think the idea that there are some professionals out there who have the equipment, the software, and the experience to allow them to put together an entire package makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
and from a legal point of view, it could be accommodated with the Foundation's bylaws. Harmonized, I guess, is the word.
Jack for the stack.
Wendy and Carolyn, or it might have been Carolyn and Wendy. Which one was first?
Wendy, I believe.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
I just wanted to remind everyone, maybe everybody doesn't know this, but the very first election that Pacifica did under these new bylaws, I guess it was 2003 into 2004, we did have a election company handle the election. And every year after that, the elections have cost more and more and more and been more and more messed up. So I'm in favor of exploring the possibility of hiring an outside election company.
This is Grace. Can I be on the
chat? Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. I just want to respond to the comment that the cost overrun in the last year was $100,000. Most of that was legal, and it came about because we had no HR director. We had problems with the direction. We had, for a while, no ED, and we had Foundation Council working in that area. So I don't think it's fair to say that the elections had a $100,000 overrun. Those were legal problems that probably could have been avoided, and so I'd like to remind everyone, Wendy's point is well taken, that an outside company did very well by us, and we need to reprofessionalize, I think, the entire process, which this motion will do.
Okay, who is next on the stack? I'm sorry.
Grace.
Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack. No, I think Grace was before Jack.
Doesn't matter.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay, I think it's an excellent motion. In the interest of time, I'd like to call the question on it.
Is there anyone other than Jack that had a comment? Okay, Jack.
I'll pass. Just to what I would say. Has been
Can
said.
Someone second my motion to call the question?
Second. Okay. It's here, second.
Second.
Is there, oh, my God. Is there objection? Is there any objection to calling the question? Hearing none.
Is there any objection to the motion?
Excuse me, George. Josh, do you want to read the motion or the just that first paragraph of it?
Okay, certainly. The first paragraph, the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion concerning a request for proposal for election management services. In order to examine the options for a more efficient and properly run election, the Pacifica National Board hereby adopts the attached request for proposal for a vendor or two to provide election management services. Secondly, shall cause the RFP to be posted on Pacifica websites and any appropriate websites or listservs concerned with election management. as suggested by the election committee, within the next 3 weeks, and thirdly, shall within the next 7 days circulate the RFP to the four vendors who have expressed an interest in responding to an RFP for election management services. The election committee will then review all applications and recommend to the PNB whether to use a vendor, and if so, which one.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Okay. Hearing none. Move on to the next item on the agenda. The motion passes. Next, I have the loan.
Bonnie to Stack.
Okay. Grace Stack.
Bonnie?
Yeah, after the last week of confusion and much information back and forth, I think everybody's heads are probably spinning. I know that mine is. And I have a motion to go along with it.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to send it to you at the same time. Hold on, one second. Our position remains that an infusion of cash is critical for the well-being of the organization to pay its vendors and provide for growth and change. However, the Pacifica National Board is not satisfied with the narrative of the terms of the loan. Accordingly, the PNB directs the CFO and board treasurer to contact CDFI to make a counteroffer, a straight 30-year loan with no prepayment penalty, seek out alternate lenders with comparable offers, and to report back to the PNB close of business on Tuesday, January 6th. And further, we instruct the NFC and the CFO to revisit the fiscal year 2009 and recommend adjustments as necessary to eliminate any remaining deficit and to provide a concrete repayment structure for the loan.
Second.
Okay. Just sending it out. Wait, I got to send it to Donna.
Forward it to Donna. Who just seconded?
Wendy.
Okay. Okay. Bonnie, are you sending that to the board?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll forward it to Donna.
You forward it to Donna, please?
Yeah, I will.
George Steck.
Okay.
And I'm on the stack. I think I was on the stack next.
You were on the stack, Grace, and you're up.
Okay. Even though I approve of much of Bonnie's motion, I think it's wholly inadequate. It does not address the contingencies in the loan. It doesn't address the financial information that the National Finance Committee has not received. It doesn't address adequately the terms of the loan. I sent out an email with lots of questions about this loan and information requests, and I'd like to refer this whole loan situation to the National Finance Committee for review, not only because I think that that's where it belongs at this point, but also because our treasurer is not on this call. I think we would be better off using the time on this agenda for other matters when we can, rather than discuss it without adequate information and reports.
Okay, George?
Yeah, well, that was a motion to refer to committee. I'll second it. I was going to amend Bonnie's motion, but I'll just second Grace's.
Okay. Jack, on the second motion.
This is Nia on for the stack, Madam Chair.
Yes, Nia.
Okay. I have a few questions. Let me move my little clock. I have a few questions. If we don't do the loan, from what I've been hearing from the treasurer and from the CFO, is that we are in such dire financial straits, especially with Democracy Now. That's just to name one out of many, I guess. If we don't get this loan, exactly what's going to happen?